Isaiah 55, come, all who thirst, to the waters. Come, he who has no money, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Well, why does he say that those without money have still got to pay? He says, come, you haven't got any money, and buy something for free. Maybe the idea is that you've got to be willing to give, even if you've got nothing. It's really important not to think, oh, I haven't got anything, I haven't got any money, I can't serve God, I can't give anything. Yes, you can. That's what's needed, is that attitude that I want to give. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which doesn't satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Turn your ear and come to me, hear, and your soul will live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. So the promise to David that him and his seed would have an eternal kingdom, this applies to us if we are connected with that seed. Now the seed of David is Jesus. And if we are baptized into Jesus, all that's true of Jesus becomes true of us, and his eternal kingdom will be ours. Behold, you shall call a nation that you don't know, and a nation that didn't know you shall run to you because of Yahweh your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. So, it'll be too late when we're dead or when Jesus has come back. Now is the day of salvation, as we read earlier in Isaiah. Now is a tremendous time of opportunity. Now is our only time of opportunity. That's why we've got to not go the way of this world, but the way of God. Right starting from our youth, we must put God first, and then be baptized and to live our lives always seeking him while he may be found. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from the sky, and doesn't return there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, and gives seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing I send it to do. So, God's word was that Judah could be restored and that the kingdom of God could be established. They didn't want it, but that word has come to us, and it will not come to nothing. It will be accomplished. But we have got to be on God's side. We have got to say, yes, I want your word. I want to read it daily. I want to believe it. I want to give my life to it. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn will come up the fir tree. So the curse on the world in the Garden of Eden is going to be changed. There won't be thorns anymore. Instead of the briar will come up the myrtle tree, and it will be to Yahweh for a name, for an everlasting sign that will not be cut off. So then, this is talking about how God's kingdom is going to be on this earth, and we can have a part in it. Because that word is not just going to be vain. Even if delayed, a man refuses to go along with it, okay, but it will not return to God empty. It will accomplish his purpose, and God has spoken that the kingdom will come, and Jesus shall return. It's a bit like you might know somebody you've only spoken to on the telephone or maybe by email, and you sort of know them, but you've never physically met them. You may have spoken maybe on the phone. But then finally you meet them face to face. And that's how it's going to be when we meet Jesus. That finally, the one we've read about, spoken to, as it were, in prayer, we are going to actually meet him face to face when he comes back.
We don't even know what Jesus' face is.
That's right. We've not seen the face of Jesus. That's right. But we will see him when he comes back.